The Treasury Salute, starring Gene Kelly, in a specially transcribed drama, What's the Matter with Steve? Now, the Treasury Salute. What's the matter with Steve?
When you burn your finger on a cigarette, it hurts for a while and leaves a mark. Sometimes when a fella's been overseas for 2 or 3 years, that leaves a mark. A raw edge, even if you can't see it like a cigarette burn. But it's still there. Inside. My name's Steve Miller. I was overseas 31 months, Africa and Europe. I never saw an enemy soldier, not even in a PW cage. I never saw an enemy plane. I never got shot at. Anything I know about combat, secondhand, strictly secondhand. So, how does that leave a mark on a fella? Well, it's not easy to explain. I'll put it this way. On the second day after I came home, I ran into an old friend whom I hadn't seen for more than 3 years.
Steve, where the devil you been?
Hello, Bill. Gee, it's good to see you.
Tech sergeant, huh? I heard you were in a B-24 outfit flying a million miles. Must have been pretty rough.
I didn't do any flying.
You didn't?
No, I was in squadron supply. You know, giving out stuff and collecting it.
Oh, go on, you're kidding.
No, I never got within 100 miles of the front lines.
You must have had it pretty easy.
Easy. Sure. Maybe if I was made of stone, I'd have had it easy. No, it's simple enough and safe enough giving out stuff and collecting it. But the catch is you're dealing with human beings. Fellas you know and see for a long time and then... I like Johnson, an engineer and top turret gunner. He came into supply one day and...
Hiya, Steve. What do you know?
Hiya, Johnny. What's a swindle, a hat?
Needing leather, a flying cap, and no statement of charges.
What size you take?
Make it 7, will you? The other hat was a little loose.
How many missions you got left, Johnny?
Got my fingers crossed, Steve. 1 for each mission. 2 more to go, then home sweet home. And you're not getting this hat back, either.
No. We didn't get the hat back. A couple of mornings later, the supply officer came in.
Morning, Sergeant.
Morning, Lieutenant. Any news?
Yeah, it's confirmed. Ship must have been hit in the bomb bay. Nobody saw any chutes.
Do you have the official crew list, Lieutenant?
Yeah. Got the records out?
Here they are.
Let's check them. 4 officers. Gardner, Hill, Potter, Weiss.
Check.
5 enlisted. Adams, Cohen, Davis... Fasano, Johnson. Does that check?
It checks.
I got a 6x6 outside. Let's go.
So you get into the 6x, and as it runs down the row of tents, your mind wanders a little. It's the same truck that took the fellas to Chow. Down to the line for missions and then back. When they came back. And now it's sort of winding up their business. Going from tent to tent, picking up their stuff. And back it all goes to supply, just where it came from. Without the hats. Officially listed as cap, flying, winter, lost in action. It's that simple. On paper.
Say, Sergeant, how about these used toothbrushes? Do we send them home?
Oh, we used to, Jones. We take them out now.
Oh. How about these 2 boxes of letters that Davis has?
They go home. All that kind of personal property goes home. It goes to Quartermaster, Kansas City, first.
Kansas City?
What about it?
Well, I never knew that this Quartermaster was there. I used to live there.
Well, it's a small world, isn't it, Jones?
Yeah. Kansas City. Doesn't even sound the same anymore. That's a fine way to remember a city. I remember it that way, too, for all the boxes I sent there. And I remember Albuquerque for Davis, Cleveland for Adams, Seattle for Cohen, Pittsburgh for Fasano. But I remember Chicago for Johnson especially, because the fellas used to say you could never rub him out. You see, he had his name written in chalk on the outside of his tent. Well, after we collected his stuff, we got a wet cloth and washed his name off the canvas, washed it clean off. It rained that night. The next morning, Johnson's name was written on the tent. The rain brought it back out fresh and clear as a neon sign, and all the time we had that tent, that name stayed there. Anybody who saw it remembers it. It left a kind of special mark inside of you. The filing cabinet was my front line. When a plane came in with casualties, out came the records for correcting. When our men bailed out over enemy territory, we sent home more boxes marked Quartermaster, Kansas City. And did you ever see a plane with a full bomb load crash on takeoff? That's ours, Lieutenant. Where's that crash truck?
There it goes.
What a mess.
Where are you going, Sergeant?
To the crash. The jeep's outside.
It's against orders.
What orders?
You know them as well as I do. Nobody goes to a crash unless he's got business there.
Well, I've got business there, Lieutenant. I'm a scavenger. I pick up scorched rags and whatever else is left. I write it down neatly in the record. That's my business.
Take it easy, Sergeant. I got friends in there, too. You think I like to stand here and watch them cook? Look at that smoke.
Oh. May the Lord bless them and keep them, amen.
Go ahead, Sergeant, if you want to go.
It's the way a fella's made up. One guy gets used to it, another fella doesn't. I thought after a while I could take it in stride, but, well, it never turned out that way. It hurt. It hurt every time. Well, when I came home, I didn't have a mark showing on me, and still it hurt. That is, I thought it didn't show, until one night I went to a dance at the church with my girl, Mary, and I could hear some fellas at the next table.
Hey, what's the matter with Steve?
I don't know. I bet you could run a train in front of him, he'd never bat an eyelash.
Yeah, looks kind of absent-minded or something.
You know, I feel sorry for Mary. Hey, come on, there's our girls.
Oh, yeah, let's go outside, Steve.
I guess you couldn't help overhearing them, Mary.
Oh, don't mind them, Steve. They're just kids.
Must be pretty bad if kids can see it.
Give yourself a chance, Steve. Why, it isn't 2 weeks since you got back. Let's dance, Steve. Steve.
Huh? Oh.
Sometimes you just sit there like there was nobody around you. And your eyes get set as though you were seeing things 1,000 miles away.
It was the music, Mary. It was that song.
It's the Road to Mandalay.
It's the road to Budapest.
I'm glad you can smile when you say that. It's your first smile tonight.
The men overseas had their own version of the song. It went, on the road to Budapest, where the Luftwaffe has its nest. The flak comes up like thunder from the northeast, south, and west. And when the orchestra began to play, I thought of how the fellas used to sing it at night, and how they used to swear and make up new songs about the places that were hot, like Vienna, Wiener Neustadt, Ploesti. They'd argue which was worse and go right back for more.
No, I bet they made up jokes about it.
Sure. They even joked about bailing out on their last mission and going AWOL so they could go straight back to the States.
You see, they could joke about it. They could laugh.
I know, Mary. But they didn't laugh right away. It took time. Oh, I'll be all right.
You've got to be careful, Steve. You were almost run over tonight.
I was? When?
When you were crossing the street to my house.
Really?
You walked straight on without even seeing the truck coming at you. But, darling, you can't be looking backward the rest of your life. And that's what you're doing.
No, I'm not trying to hold on to the past, Mary, but you can't just take 3 years of your life and forget about them like that.
You're here, and it's now, Steve.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm not all here yet. Maybe I sort of left a part overseas. I might even have turned it into supply by mistake. Well, they'll ship it to me. You know what they say in the Army, honey? Nothing ever gets lost. It just gets misplaced. How about the next dance?
How about this one?
Okay. Let's dance. That's how it is. For a long time, you're raw inside and rough and bare, like a tree in winter. And it takes a little while before the green leaves start coming back. Before they do, you've got your cold spells and the sudden flashes of memories that you'd forgotten all about. You see a cross on an army ambulance. You remember the visit to the cemetery outside of Oran where they buried the first two men from your squadron. And then you remember the far corner. Grave number one and number two. A Star of David and a cross, side by side in peace. Slowly, the marks inside go away. That bare tree inside sprouts fresh green leaves as the winter in you thaws out and a new kind of spring is born. The smile comes back and the laugh is free. And then one day, oh, you don't have to be told, but you like to hear it.
The way you hold my hand and look at me. Yes, Steve, you're really home now.
I'm all the way home, Mary. And it's
here and now.
Here and now. Yesterday is stored away, and I've got tomorrow by the hand. Well, that's what I mean when I say a fella has a mark on him and it takes time to go away. Just give it a chance. Don't be surprised if a fella's slow to smile and, well, maybe he won't laugh right away because it takes time. All healing takes time.
Consider the United States government's savings bond. It is undoubtedly the safest investment there is anywhere. It still pays you back at maturity $4 for every $3 you invest. It's liquid, practically as liquid as money itself. If the time ever should come when you need your money, you can get it at once at any bank in the country. But this is the time when we should be buying all the United States savings bonds our money can buy. They are a protection for our own future, which means the future of our country as well. And they protect our present, too. United States savings bonds are the place to invest our extra dollars. In doing so, we make certain that our wounded, disabled veterans get the very best of care, and we'll sleep better nights if we know we have protection against the future. The United States Treasury thanks Lieutenant J.G. Gene Kelly and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury salute was written by Malvin Farmer and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warnow. This is Andre Baruch speaking, and remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.